Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As we pondered God's word this morning, we jump in the words from Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, a verse closing about the clarity of the Lord, a verse that is no doubt special for me and God. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. This is the word of the Lord. It was kind of interesting reading Laura's obituary. Before I get into anything about Laura and her obituary, these words were at the very top. These words from Joshua 1, verse 9. Comforting words for Laura, comforting words for you and for me. You may remember when these words were spoken to God. They were spoken to Joshua. Moses had just died, but God's promise to his people had not died. That promise remained. The promise of God to bring his people into the promised land of Canaan. Moses was not to lead them in. Joshua was to lead them in. Not by his own strength, but by the strength that the Lord God would give to him by his grace. And so today, gather at God's house to seek his comfort, to be reminded that now Lord is safely at home in the promised land of heaven. This promise that was given to Joshua right before the Israelites went into Canaan was not a new promise. It was the promise that had first been given 500 years earlier at the time of Abraham. God had promised to Abraham that God's people would go into the promised land. And that same promise was given to Abraham's son Isaac and Isaac's son Jacob. And you know that all three of those men lived in that promised land, even though they did not possess it. They were strangers in that promised land. And yet they knew they would inherit the promised land. God comes to Laura with a beautiful promise when she was very, very young. And through the water and the word, God promised her a promised land. Not an earthly promised land, but a heavenly promised land. How can we be certain that one would have that promised land? It is because God has told us that through the washing of the water and the word, he promises to give forgiveness of sins to that person. God promised that all of Laura's sins were washed away in the blood of Jesus Christ, her Savior. When reading Laura's obituary, it sounds like Laura knew something about accounting in numbers. She also knew God's type of accounting too. Our sins by nature stand against us. But since God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die upon the cross for all our sins, we stand justified. We stand innocent in God's sight, not because we deserve it, but because of what Jesus has in our place. The blood of Jesus Christ purifies us from every sin. That assured Laura of eternal life. That assures every believer in Jesus Christ of eternal life too. God gave to Laura another beautiful promise in her baptism. He gave her the promise and faith of trust. Trust in God in His holy word. And what a beautiful promise God sets before us in this verse chosen by the verse family. The Lord God told Joshua, "Surely I will be with you always to the end of the age. Wherever you go, I will be with you," he said. "I will be with you." I can't imagine all the places the Lord probably went in her life. All the years that she was married, but wherever she went, she could go confidently with that promise that the Lord God was with her wherever she went. And that promise even includes now. Now the Lord was with her at the moment of her death. Even then, the Lord was with her to bring her safely home to God. Maybe we are reminded of the beautiful words of Psalm 23. That I'm sure the Lord read many times when it says, "Even though I walk through the dark valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil." Why? Why should I not fear? Because you are with me, Lord. That's God's beautiful promise to all of us too. Even though we go through the deepest, darkest valleys of life, even death itself, Lord, you are with me to comfort me, to strengthen me, to give me your forgiveness and grace, which I need every moment that I need in. And knowing the promises of God, there was a response from Laura. Laura longed to serve the Lord, and so she did throughout the many years of her life. She was involved in many activities in the church. In fact, there was another verse in her obituary. "I rejoiced for those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord." She rejoiced to willingly and gladly go into God's house, hear his word, and be strengthened and comforted by his word. The resurrection of Jesus gave her this confidence and this strength and this joy to trust in Jesus and his beautiful promise of a promised land for her. Can you just imagine for a moment what it must have been like for those Israelites standing bank of the Jordan as they were about to cross over into the promised land? They had been slaves in Egypt for 400 years. And then they had wandered in the wilderness for another 20 years after that. But that promise from God accompanying them, they always knew that one day they would inherit that beautiful gift of a promised land. When God speaks, it's as good as done. He never goes back on his promise, and he didn't go back on any of his promises to the Lord either. God always keeps his promise. And so it is good for us to remember what God has promised Laura too. At the moment of her death, she crossed over from death to life. There was that beautiful promise that we all know from the scripture that Laura's body will be laid into the grave, the dust to the ground. But her soul immediately went home to heaven. The soul that never dies, it is with Jesus right now. She is in the promised land. That is what Jesus, the resurrection and the life, promises each one of us. But God's promises to Laura and to you and me don't stop there. He tells us that on the very last day, our glorious risen Savior will come back again. And he will raise these ashes from the grave. And that mortal body will put on immortality. That perishable one will put on imperishability. How do you know that? We know that because God has told us. And his promise is as good as done. That was Laura's confidence as well. Every Easter, we have rejoiced in that promise. Every day of our lives, we rejoice to know that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. That is Laura's motivation. That is our motivation truly. As we look to Christ, who is our life and our strength. And oh, how beautiful that promised land is. Have you ever heard the description of Canaan for the Israelites? It's called in Scripture a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey. But the description of heaven, it goes beyond pure imagination. You ever read about it in the book of Revelation? There are beautiful descriptions of jewels and gems. God tried to put in our way of speaking about something that is unspeakable, but goes beyond human understanding. That is something to truly look forward to. Of all the blessings you enjoy in this life, they do not begin to compare to what Laura has right now. May we also long for that day when we will be with Laura in that promised land, Lord. One more thing about this text that was chosen by Laura's family. There is this phrase that says, be strong and courageous. Actually, those words don't just appear here in verse 9. They also appear in verse 7. And in verse 6 of Joshua chapter 1, why does God repeat those words again and again to Joshua? It is because Joshua needed courage for the journey. And so God speaks those words again and again to you too. Because you and I need that same encouragement that the Lord God Almighty, the God of all grace and love, wants to give to you. Be strong and courageous, not in your own strength, for that will fail us. Be strong and courageous in the strength that the Lord your God has given to you. Look forward to the day when you will see your loved one, Laura, in heaven, along with all the other believers in that place of eternal bliss and beauty. Look forward to that day when you will see Jesus, the risen Christ, your Savior, who has conquered death and sin and hell for you. Look forward to that day when you will worship that Lord forever and ever with perfect praise. In that perfect place of glory, that promised land that Laura already enjoys, and by God's grace, we too will enjoy it as well. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Amen.